Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, what it is, man? It's KG.
Yeah, KG, what's up, G?
Yeah, man, me and IQ got this news episode in a second, with it.
Yeah, man, yo, Chuck, man, check this out, man. KG and IQ on the phone, they wanna go to movies, man. You with it, man? Come on, get your ass out the shower, let's go, man.
Burn, Hollywood, burn, I smell a riot going on. First the guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out the movie, but it'll take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away from this TV. All the news and views are beneath me. So all I hear about is that swinging out about gangs putting each other's head out. So I'd rather kick some slang out. All right, fellas, let's go hang out. Hollywood or would they not make us all look bad like I know they had? But some things I'll never forget, yeah. So step and fetch this shit. For all the years we looked like clowns, the joke is over, smell the smoke from all around. To mother. Let's check out a flick that exploits the color. Rolling through Hollywood late at night. Red, blue, white with a common sight. Pull to the curb, get slain like a sucker. Don't fight the power, the motherfucker.
As I walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, big and hard it was for those who starred in the movies, portraying the roles of busters and maids, slaves and hoes. Many intelligent black men seem to look until the lines went on the screen. Like I guess I figure you to play some jigaboo on the plantation. What else can a nigga do? And black women in this profession, after playing a lawyer, out of the question. But what they played Aunt Jemima is the perfect term, even if now she got a perm. So let's make our own movies like Spike Lee, cause the roles being offered don't strike me as nothing that the black man to use the urn. Burn Hollywood, burn.
Now we're considering you for a part in our new production. How do you feel about playing a controversial Negro?
Yeah, I'm with it. You mean somebody like you would be new name Jeff Brown, right?
Well, it's a servant, Arthur, that shuffles a little bit and sings.
Yo, man, what?
Thank you.
2012 stuff. But when you really study it, it's clear. It don't apply to us, yo. Hollywood lies to us all day. The question is, what does your culture say? Where's your culture at? Who's your prophet? What history guides your spiritual logic? It starts with a story, then it's hypnotic. Then any myth that comes along, you just adopt it. And why? Because your culture, you forgot it. December 2012, let's continue the topic. Turn the page. The present world age began 3,114 BC. According to the Mayan calendar, this age concludes December 21st, 2012 AD. This 5,125-year cycle of time is one world age. Nothing changes overnight. It's all a process, a transition. It happens over many days. In the Mayan calculation, a kin is one day. The Mayan you and all, that's 20 days. The tune is 360 days. The cartoon is 7,200 days. The bop tune is 144,000 days. And they apply that to the Milky Way. In the cycles, they saw the sun moving across the Milky Way's equator, lining up with other galactic neighbors. We've been shifting for 30 years, it seems, from 1980 to about 2016. The shift is now, it's occurring now. But if you're learning from the movies, you won't know how to survive or stay alive after the storm. And after that, a new world order is born. You don't know, man, about their programs? You still watching Lindsay? You don't see that low hand? Let's go, man, the flood is coming. Don't be scared, get prepared, keep your motor running. Rock with me. In the Aztec year, Juan Reed. That's the year Quetzalcoatl was prophesied to return from exile. In fact, Cortez played out the Aztec myth and took away those people's will to resist. Cortez played on religious beliefs and blinded the Aztecs because he was a thief. Look, the Yucatan, that's the Mayan book of cycles. It lets the Mayans know when the gods are going to strike you. In fact, every 13 cartoons you see, the Mayans are hitting with a catastrophe. So every 200 or 56 or 7 years, the Mayan people live with this fear. They're on the island of Piratón, now Flores, the Spanish came on with this knowledge. They knew, according to the Mayan heavens, that the next cycle was 1697. So as the Mayans stood there fixed on the heavens, the Spanish showed up with all of their weapons. March 13th, 1697, the Mayan people learned a terrible lesson. Your fears and tears are used against you. The Mayans, they're getting some more. 257 years after Tiresaw, a U.S. back coup overthrows their democracy in 1954. That's exactly 257 years from when the Spaniards arrived at their shores. I'm getting to the core of the lesson. Let's see what happens in 2211. That's the next cycle. The people remember, like 2012, the 21st of December. The consciousness will shift. You may turn the light, but you are the universe. You're gonna be alright. The pole may shift, your soul may lift to higher consciousness, but you know all this. The edutainment style will persist. Forget the fear, acknowledge it runs all this.
Be back once again with Dr. Aleem Bey, and we're gonna get right into the subject: Satanic rituals and the 2012 galactic alignment. Before we get into the galactical alignment, we're gonna go into some current events on which that correlates to some of these satanic rituals, whether real or imaginary. The purpose of it is to produce fear, in which that, of course, as we do our research, allegedly Satan is the god of the air, all right? At least, you know, as they say on this planet. We don't get into actually decoding that information because it's actually metaphysical. But if you take it for what it's worth based on the way in which it has been portrayed and told to us, then it is stated that Satan is the lord of the air. And you'll find out a little bit more about that in a second. But we're going to go inside the family of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter, Adam Lanza. Very interesting information, because we know that he also wore a bulletproof vest, as John Holmes did in the Aurora, Colorado shooting. Now, let's check this out.
Good morning, George. We're standing in front of next to the home where apparently this killing spree began. A troubled son killing his mother. A woman that relatives say was a mom who would have done anything to help her son if she knew he needed help. As Newtown, Connecticut is still trying to make sense of this inexplicable shooting, new details are emerging on the Lanza family.
I remember them to be shy, quiet, well-behaved kids.
24-year-old Ryan Lanza, brother of suspected gunman Adam, was taken into custody and questioned by authorities. But police say he is not suspected of being involved in the shooting. Ryan is a graduate of Quinnipiac University and worked at accounting firm Ernst & Young in Manhattan. Investigators are looking into whether the 20-year-old shooter was carrying Ryan's ID at the time of the shooting, causing the initial misidentification. Authorities told ABC News their mother, Nancy Lanza, was found fatally shot in her Connecticut home.
She raised a very nice voice to me. That's why I think it's a shock. To even know them and realize who they are and what he did.
State records indicate she was divorced from her husband in 2009. Both Nancy and her ex-husband, Peter Lanza, were required to complete a parenting education program necessary for divorced couples with children under 18.
I think the fact that the parents were divorced must have contributed to it.
The shooter's father, Peter Lanza, is a vice president at GE Capital and had been a partner at Ernst & Young, where his son Ryan works now. He is now remarried and was also questioned by authorities, but is not under any suspicion. The mother who lived here on this street had some connection to the school, we're told, but the superintendent said this morning that she was not officially employed there, but she may have volunteered in some way. As for the father, they're divorced. He doesn't live here. He lives in Stamford, and he apparently found out about the killing from a reporter who was in his driveway when he came home and informed him.
Now, that's very interesting. Pay attention to what you just heard, because we're going to link all of this together. Make sure that you paid attention to the fact that they claim that both father and son both worked for Ernst & Young, which is one of the top accounting firms. Now, we're going to go to the Sandy Hook mass media psyops, outtakes, and bloopers. Listen to this.
Sir, can I talk to you a second here? We're Channel 2 in New York. How did you find out about this terrible tragedy?
My daughter's in third grade. We got an automated call from the town that there had been a shooting.
Sure.
But nothing about where the shooting was and that the schools were on lockdown.
So you're assuming probably it's the high school at first, right?
Of course. And my son's at the high school. I text him.
Yeah.
He said everything's fine here. And then I got another text from CBS that...
She got a text from CBS.
And then I got another text from CBS.
This is CBS.
So you talked to the person who called 911?
Yes. And she said that there was hundreds of shots. It sounded like
hundreds of shots.
Hundreds of shots.
That's
now.
What she said.
The teachers, we heard like lots of bangs, and we thought that it was the custodian knocking stuff down.
And you heard a time, and she said that there must have been 100 rounds. And then I asked her to clarify that. I said, really, truly 100 rounds, and she said at least.
Oh, you heard sound?
Yeah.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like someone was kicking the door.
Hundreds of shots. That's what she said. Hundreds of shots. That's what she said.
She thought that it was the custodian knocking stuff down.
Hundreds of shots.
Sounded like someone was kicking the door.
Hundreds of shots.
Gunshots
or anything like that? Well, the police officers, they were there hiding us, the police officers, like, right outside the door, like, trying to find the guy.
She locked the door, and were you afraid?
Yeah, but how long before you saw your parents? They tell you your parents are going to come get you?
Okay, well, I mean, it's a little unsettling, I guess, for a youngster. She's been on TV. She's been on TV.
This is CBS.
Now. When you go and do some research, you're going to find that there was actors involved in this. You know, actors was actually involved in this. And what I mean is that, for example, Robbie Parker, you would see him come out of the building laughing. But then in front of the cameras, he began to start doing what actors do, start getting in character. So we're going to play that clip also. Now his daughter just got killed. And he's coming out the building, smiling.
My name's Robbie.
Now he's getting in character.
My family is one of the families that lost a child yesterday in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. I've been contacted by so many people and agencies wanting to know how we're doing, and I just thought that this might be the best way to share those feelings with everybody. First of all, I'd really like to offer our deepest condolences to all the families who were directly affected by this. It's a horrific tragedy, and we want everybody to know that our hearts and our prayers go out to them. This includes the family of the shooter. I can't imagine how hard the spirits must be for you. I want you to know that our family and our love and our support goes out to you as well. At this time, our things go out to so many people, so many friends and family, and complete strangers who we don't know, for all the love, condolences, and support that you've given us. My daughter, Emily, would be one of the first ones standing and giving her love and support to all those victims, because that's the type of person that she is. Not because of any parenting that my wife and I could have done, but because those are the gifts that were given to her by her Heavenly Father. As the deep pain begins to settle into our hearts, we find comfort reflecting on the incredible person that Emily was, and how many lives she was able to touch in her short time here on Earth. Emily was bright, creative, and very loving. Emily was always willing to try new things, other than she loved to use her talents to touch the lives of everyone that she came into contact with. She was an exceptional artist. She always carried around her markers and pencils so that she never missed an opportunity to draw a picture or make a card for those around her. I can't count the number of times Emily noticed someone feeling sad or frustrated and would rush to find a piece of paper to draw them a picture or to write them an encouraging note. and Lisa Carter making was expressed beautifully this last October. And she placed a very special card that she had made into the casket with her grandma, who also just recently died of a tragic accident. Emily was a mentor to her two little sisters, and delighting in teaching them how to read, dance, and find the simple joys in life. Emily's laughter was infectious, and all those who had the pleasure to meet her would agree that this world is a better place because she has been in it. As we move on from what happened here, what happened to so many people, let it not turn into something that divides us, but something that inspires us to be better, to be more compassionate, and more humble people.
Now, this is really bad acting, for real. And it reminds me of Wag the Dog, the movie. You can go back and check that out. That when Bill Clinton was in trouble concerning the Monica Lewinsky and the whole oral sex in the Oval Office, he faked a war. And the movie goes about explaining how the war was faked, if you watch the movie Wag the Dog. And was dealing with Romania at the time, in that particular area in Europe. Now, here it is. The New World Globalists must get rid of the guns first before they implement their global government and suspend the United States Constitution, which actually technically has already been suspended since Abraham Lincoln's time of 1863. During a proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation, actually 1861, during the Civil War, was when they suspended it, and we've been under martial law ever since. Matter of fact, you're going to watch the movie Lincoln, and it explains it within the movie, how we've been under martial law since that time period. And this is how far they are prepared to go. You know, is to fake or stage these types of events. And I'm not saying that everything is just flat out lies, but you can definitely see when he comes out the door, he puts on an act. You can definitely see the bloopers. You know, for those who was watching CNN, ABC, and other stations, when they was interviewing parents of those students who were supposed to be at school, you can just tell that there was something definitely wrong as far as their skills, as far as relaying this particular message in order to make it believable enough for the audience. Of course, you know, for those who watch TV, you know, it said that, anyone who watches TV, the majority of the masses believe that it's real anyway. They believe that it's real. Any and everything that they see on TV. So all they have to do is just put it on there and we'll go running with it and believe that it is real without actually investigating. And the fact that this occurred 7 days prior to December the 21st, the beginning of the winter solstice, going into the December the 22nd of the Sabbath festival, according to the Satanic calendar, in which that deals with human sacrifice, orgies, oral, anal, and vaginal sex, you know, male or female infants, or any age, male or female, human or animal. You know, go and study the Satanic calendar. You can do some research. So the killing of the 27 people, including 20 children, 7 adults, you know, of course it shocked the nation. And of course, you know, Adam Lanza, you know, he's 20 years old, who also murdered his mother. Yet the same day, the very same day, a 36-year-old Chinese man attacks 22 children with a knife at a primary school in China. You know? Now, we do believe that that was a coincidence. And then how both of these particular cases, such as the one dealing with Adam Lanza and John Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado killing, shoot up a theater while watching Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. In the movie of Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, you see the word Aurora in lights on one of the buildings. And a few scenes later, you'll see the individual pointing to a map. And when the map is blown up, you see the word Sandy Hook circled. And they're speaking about how to bring it down. And there's, of course, pictures of this in which that I'm pretty sure most of you have already seen on Facebook and elsewhere, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, or other places, showing that this was staged and that this also is CIA related or FBI COINTELPRO related in this regard. All right. Now, when you look at the father, Peter Lanza, he was, you know, a tax director for General Electric, as a matter of fact. It's reported by Stanford Advocate that he's the vice president of the taxes for GE Electrical Financial Service, and also a professor at the Northeastern University in Boston since 1995. Right. As a matter of fact, he's also a partner at Ernst & Young, major accounting firm, like we said. Adam's brother, Ryan, is also reported to be employed at Ernst & Young. That's no coincidence. And then, of course, Ryan reports to investigators that he last saw his brother in 2010 and that Adam, you know, is autistic. According to the Fabian for Liberty, Peter Lanza was scheduled to testify in the ongoing global Libra scandal. Now, this once again reminds me of Wag the Dog. During the Clinton administration, they had the Whitegate scandal, once again dealing with finances. And the Commerce advisor, Ron Brown, was murdered after allegedly it was overheard that he was going to squeal on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton concerning the Whitegate scandal, and that he was not going to go down unless he exposed everyone. It is said or reported that Clinton walked back and forth and with his hand underneath his chin said, okay. Next thing you know, Ron Brown is allegedly killed in a plane crash, but under reports, he has a 45 or a 9mm caliber bullet placed in the center of his head. Meaning that obviously he still survived the crash, but someone was on there in which that killed him, murdered him. As well as the fact that one of the attendants or one of the flight attendants, she survived, but by the time she got to the car, she is also killed or murdered. Go back and do your research. Now, what can only be described as an amazing coincidence is that the father of the Colorado Batman shooter, James Holmes, or Robert Holmes, of course, who's also named John Holmes, you know, John or James Holmes, at first it was saying John Holmes, but name is James Holmes. Actually, John must have been his middle name or something. But Robert Holmes was also a Libra witness in this position with FICO or FICO. And according to the link at FICO, Robert Holmes was a fraud scientist. So the father of the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooter, James Holmes, is Robert Holmes, the leading scientist for the credit score company FICO. That's who he really is. And like I said, both men were to testify before the United States Senate in the ongoing Libra scandal. Now, what is Libra? That is the London Interbank Offered Rate. And is the average interest rate at which banks can borrow from each other. 16 international banks have been implicated in this ongoing scandal, accused of rigging contracts worth trillions of dollars. Right? HSBC has already been fined $1.9 billion and three of their lower level traders arrested. Right, so this cannot be overlooked in their connection to Libra. Right, there's another coincidence in which that is not spoke about is that the murder involving the nanny stabbing two children in New York. The father of these two children was involved in a Libra scandal also. Kevin Kring of CNBC executive exposed 43 trillion bankster fraud lawsuit on CNBC. 43 trillion dollars that these bankers have fraud. And this lawsuit was mentioned on CNBC. You can actually go to whatreallyhappened.com. /images, /CNBC, Vanish article, spree.jpg. There's no coincidence also is that it's reported that during the first shooting of James John / Holmes, that President Obama was facing impeachment charges. Now, during the second shooting, it is alleged that President Obama has ties to the Libra scandal. This is what is at least being reported. Once again, it sounds to me like the movie Wag the Dog. Get that movie? Very interesting stuff. Now, when you look at the connection, between the two, both the Aurora and the Sandy Hook mass shootings, and how alleged they was foretold in the movie The Dark Knight Rises, Batman. Like we said, you go into more detail, it states that in the movie, it was stated that there's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne, and you and your friends better battle down the hatches. Of course, when it hits, you're all going to wonder how you ever thought you was going to, that you could live so large and leave so little for the rest of us. You know, so of course, the Hurricane Sandy was a storm too, but its implications is a financial storm. Billions and billions of dollars has gone into repairing the damage in which that took place in Long Island, Far Rockaway, in Brooklyn, parts of Queens, as well as also Coney Island, New Jersey, different parts, down near Atlantic, New Jersey. Once again, this is why when you get a close-up of the Sandy Hook map, you actually see also the zoning as they say for Gotham City. On the map, there's markets. And there's at least 28 marks on the map. One for each victim. 27 died, one is still hospitalized. And in it, it says that there's 6 adults, of course, of the staff that was murdered. There are 6 squares to the left of the strike zone, if you see it as strike zone 4. And there are 20 children murdered, 12 were girls, 8 were boys. There are 7 circles around strike zone 4 and 5 to the right of strike zone 3. This makes 12. The other circles are dotted lines. There are 8, one for each boy. Strike zone 1 be Lanza home. There is a right circle around a blue circle. The Lanza home was blue. Nancy was killed there. And to the left of the strike zone 1 is a square with a dotted line around it for Adam. And it's exactly the death toll in which that's combined. This is more than eerie. So, at first they were saying that one survived or where one was hospitalized, but they end up dying also. So the total came to 28 if you add the 27 that was at school, as well as also the one which was the mother of Adam. Now, all of this was in the movie, The Dark Knight Rises. And, of course, they would have us to believe that this is all done by a patsy, or as we refer to it, a lone gunsman. I guess to them, if that if it's not broke, don't fix it. Keep up the same routine. Keep that going. But it's been reported that there was at least 3 shooters. And actually, I've seen a clip of several people running through the woods. Of course, they would tell you that these were the police running or chasing through the woods. But there's also an article in which that is going on by intelligence analysts, in which that stated that days later that the Sandy Hook massacre was actually looking more like a terrorist attack and not a mass suicide, and was lone gunmen Adam Lanza a patsy, the same word Lee Harvey Oswald used to describe himself before being silenced in November 1963. All right, and it's stated within his article that Michael Harris, former Republican candidate for governor of Arizona and GOP campaign finance chairman, an international televised news broadcast cited Israeli revenge in what he called the terrorist attack in Connecticut. Harris cites Israeli rage against the United States and against President Barack Obama. By Israel, we mean their prime minister, Netanyahu. Now, this is what is being said. Now, there's also an article, you know, in which that states about this. There's a lot in which that we have to decipher concerning what's going on. All right, now this is just coming from Mike Harris. This is his thoughts about it. I think that was just thrown out there in order to try to complicate misinformation, disinformation. Because according to the official story, if you go and do some research, Adam Lanza was wearing a black outfit with a mask and bulletproof vest. You know, why would he want to hide his identity, and why would he wear a bulletproof vest if he was planning to kill himself, allegedly? The medical examiner asserted that all wounds was caused by a rifle or another long weapon. And police, FBI, say that the school was littered with 223 rifle casings. However, Adam Lanza was found dead at the school with only a handgun. A rifle was found in the trunk of his car that he could not have possibly been firing the rifle and could not have committed the murders. Then who did it? Some suspect that it was black water. So, we have the usual suspects, the Israeli Mossad, CIA, Blackwater, and it could have been a conjunction of all three based on an international COINTELPRO, based on the fact that it's all tied back to Libya, which is an international financial disaster and debacle, in which that obviously, it is being tried to, it is now being attempted to be hidden. Also in the official story, we have that Nancy Lanza, the mother of Adam and Ryan, was a gun collector. But since 20-year-olds are not permitted to buy guns or ammo or carry guns in Connecticut, why would she give her autistic son access to both guns and ammo? That's one of the questions in which that was raised. Another thing in which that was reported, that a child asserted that he or she heard someone say, "Put your hands up," followed by the reply, "Don't shoot." This indicates that the police took a suspect into custody inside the school. But if that was Adam Lanza, how did he kill himself after that point? Another child asserted that he or she saw a man pinned down to the ground with handcuffs on. Again, this indicates that the police took a suspect into custody. If that was Adam Lanza, How did he kill himself? You know, is it reasonable for a geeky 20-year-old, you know, to carry two pistols and hundreds of rounds of ammunition while wearing a bulletproof vest and a mask? Did the school have one or more security cameras? And what did they show? Because remember, in the clip, we heard that there was hundreds of rounds that was shot off. I'm sorry, two pistols don't do that. Twelve at the least. At the most, depending on the type of pistols. Now, why did a police officer specifically mention on the radio that they are coming at me through this woods? Followed by a fellow officer saying, "This is it." One officer at the school said, "We've got one suspect down. Who was that?" Now, down in this situation generally means in custody or on the ground and cuffed, not dead. So why is, you know, Adam Lanza reported to be a loner? When a teenager said, you know, one of the teenagers, you know, Oxy, moronically said that Lanza and his friends always gathered alone in a corner in the school. Who was his friends? And also, is it a coincidence that Nancy Lanza's brother is Kinston Police Officer James Champion, who lives next door to the former Lanza's house? This is only a small percentage of the irregularities noted that we have to investigate. And now it seems to be more of a cover-up than an investigation. Of course, the truth is going to be revealed, regardless. So how do all this play into the 2012 alignment? Like we said, that happened December the 14th, 2012, 7 days before December the 21st. Which is allegedly based on the Mayan calendar, Olmec Mayan calendar, is the galactical alignment or winter solstice. There's a Mayan shaman, in which that you can see on YouTube, in which that he states that in order to help with taking us to the fifth dimension, and there's certain exercises that can be duplicated in order to create human clusters of highly charged pyramids. And 13 people are ideal. However, some will have to generate enough energy to need only one other. And that these human pyramids would be capable of receiving a recharged to the melanin from the universal high frequencies vibrating through everyone who's participating. And these energies will allow the conscious change to resonate longer and stronger. In other words, it is stated that based on what is going on, that there's only an 8-minute window. However, if we're all doing our work, our spiritual work, our Qigong, Tai Chi, bringing in this energy and generating this energy on that particular day, if we can actually resonate a conscious change for a longer and stronger time. So obviously this fear was staged in order to be put in the atmosphere in order to stagnate the change in which that is getting ready to come. Wag the dog. Because the Mayan shamans believe that when the sun is reborn in the middle of the Milky Way, their deified ancestors will return. This is the return of the ancient ones. Amazingly, the ancestors of the Mayans are specifically referred to as Moors or the Olmecs, the Ish, the She. John Major Jenkins say, thus the Moors on one level are quite clearly equated with the dissonance of the ancient Mayan underworld. And at the same time, they are in fact called Moors. The Spaniards or the Moors are strange and are quite frankly evil. When the Mayans say that their celestial ancestors are Moors, they're referring to the black giants that was in the Grail mythos, and they are called the Nephilim. And this is according to Cambiza Santo Cristo. Now, we know that is also related to Quetzalcoatl. All right, Quetzalcoatl, as a god, had many representations and aspects. He was known as the winged serpent or the feathered serpent. Also, we know, referred to as Kukulcan, Gutamas, which are all aspects of Heru. All right. As a god, he was always represented in the Mexican Valley documents, painted black, as a Moor. Neither his coloration nor his features are that of a European outsider. As you heard within the Karis 1 song in which we played earlier, Cortez, in order to fool the Aztecs, he knew of the prophecies and he came on that particular day in order to fool them, in order to make them think that he was Quetzalcoatl, Kukulcan, Gucumas. So many scholars have actually claimed that Quetzalcoatl was a European, white, as they would say, with a black beard. So he's been referred to by certain, you know, so-called scholars, historians, post-Columbian fables as the white god of civilization. Quetzalcoatl was not modeled on a white outsider, but neither was he modeled as a black outsider or black. In this context, it's a symbolic or ceremonial color. All right, and so you get more of this information from Ivan von Cernima in his African presence in early America. He said, we shall show how this confusion occurred in legend of both a post-Columbian white and a pre-Columbian black Quetzalcoatl, both based upon erroneous notions, but upon real men. In other words, we can all reach those higher aspects of becoming the winged serpent, all that, which is actually known within, the winged serpent was also known as the Uraeus or the Wachishet, or Wajit. In other words, that's the symbol in which that you see with the staff and then with the serpents crisscrossing itself, which is symbolic to the sacral nerves, the Ida and the Pingala, the black and the white serpent crisscrossing each other, which becomes the symbol of the yin and the yang within Taoist, Buddhist, and Shinto Asian doctrine and philosophy, religion. In other words, the good, the bad, right, wrong, disagreeable, agreeable, all that is talking about the way in which that these two particular serpents crisscross each other. The biblical text would be Jesus being crucified in the middle of the male factors. One on the left, one on the right. The one on the left said, if you be the Christ, won't you get yourself down from here? The one on the right said, remember me this day in paradise. So one said something negative, one said something positive. That's all symbolic to the serpent, the eater, and the pingala. The eater is the negative, the positive is the pingala. The more positive and negative current. We know that the nerves, impulses from the brain, transmit and receives current, pulses, frequencies, vibrations, up and down. In particular, up and down the spinal column, where there's 31 nerves inside and these two nerves outside, making 33 nerves altogether, crisscrossing up and through 33 vertebrae. Hence 66, and the reason why the Bible itself is based on the 66 books, at least in the Protestants. King James Version, that is, the 66 books. That is what this is all symbolic to. 33 generations from Adam to David, and from David to Jesus is 33 generations, hence 66 again. So as this energy comes up the spinal column and crisscrosses all the way up to the nostrils, symbolic to that the breath is what activates the ear and the pingala, those two particular nerves, so that it can open and activate the third nadi, referred to as the shushuna, on which that the kundalini comes up through the hollow area in the spinal column as a mercury, whitish, silvery colored substance, hence the term quicksilver. Hence the white lightning of the Baruch within Islam, which is the beast on which that Muhammad rode on as he journeyed into the seven heavens, symbolic to the seven Elohims or the seven chakras or the seven churches or the seven seals, which are the major centers, melanin centers inside your body, referred to as your endocrine gland system. The word chakra refers to as wheels of light, color, and sound. And as the last one is pierced, it produces this winged serpent, as it is referred to as. Hence, the reason why the serpent comes out at the middle of the forehead, referred to as the benta, the bindu spot or area. Hence, you also see within the Hindu, they put the bindu spot there at the forehead area within the ancient Egyptian, Tamarian, or Kemetic philosophy or teachings. You would see the serpent coming up at the crown of the tiara. The serpent symbolizes the raising or the rising of this dark night, referred to as the Mother Goddess principle, also referred to within the Catholic or Catholicism, the Vatican, as quote unquote the Mother Goddess principle of Mary, or what is known as the Madonna and Child, the Christ, the babe. That is the Kundalini. So as she comes up, she brings forth this energy. She is known within the Sanskrit as the word Kundalini means serpentine fire. This is the serpent in the rainbow, or the serpent in the sky. Hence, the serpent in the sky is similar to that winged serpent, that feathered serpent. That feathered serpent is symbolic to the transformation of or set into the bird. And she led herself over the phallus symbol or the tekeni of Osar. Hence the activation of the soul principle or the pineal gland where the soul is located at, on which that is generated from the genital area. Hence you transform from a Gentile to a Hebrew, Hebrew, a priest of light. This is what the order is symbolic to. And this is the problem with those on which they try to put this information out. Most of the time, they are seeing it from a perspective on which that is not decoded. But this is what they are afraid of, is us going into this new age. And actually, it's a weak attempt. It's like what Dr. Debbie Blair told us some time ago. It's like an ant trying to hold back a tidal wave. You just can imagine that. And I would even go further. It's like an ant trying to hold back a tsunami, a 100-foot wave. So as this energy comes in and it starts to help change our DNA, fear is what put blocks on our DNA. This is the reason why it dealt with 20 children being killed, is because the number 20 deals with the amount of amino acids in which that it takes to be the building block of life, known or referred to as protein. And when it is stifled in that manner through fear, it is put on it a stop coding. In other words, it does not produce outside of that 20 coding amino acids. Now, there's children being born right now in which that are producing more amino acids than just 20. And there are some who have produced 3 to even 12 strands of DNA, and it's going to go as high as 22 strands of DNA. Hence, number 22, you will see within China with the Chinese man stabbing 22 children the exact same day on which that did supposedly have occurred or allegedly occurred. Whether real or imaginary, whether fantasy or genuine, it still produces the same effect, fear. So this fear is being generated through the massacre or the alleged massacre of children. And most adults can feel the love for their children because they think instantly about their children and want to protect them. But this protection is generated through the fear factor. And this is purposely done in order to stifle or to stagnate this change in which that is taking place now within our DNA. And this is the reason why it was done 7 days prior to December the 21st, the winter solstice, which is also the galactical alignment, in which that you can see right now, Mars, Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter in alignment with the Earth and our Sun, in alignment with Alcyon, which is in the Pleiades, which is our galactical sun. And based on the fact that the solar winds have destroyed the ozone, we will receive direct energy from Sirius, the Orion constellation, as well as also from the Pleiades. These three particular places, along with a Taurus, are mentioned in the book of Job. Matter of fact, twice in the book of Job. It speaks about the south chamber, which is talking about Sirius or Canish Major, the dog star, Anubis, and Pu. Sirius A, being symbolic to Osset, Isis, Orion being symbolic to the Father in heaven, or the man upstairs. Orion means heaven, from the word Uranus. no coincidence that when it's being depicted, Orion have the image of a man. Pleiades are known as the Seven Sisters, hence symbolic to the Seven Elohims, and symbolic to Seven Seals, Seven Chakras, the Seven Daughters, as they refer to as, also referred to as the Seven Sisters, also referred to as the Seven Heterus, known as the Seven Hathors, the Seven Cows. So all of this is taking place right now. As a matter of fact, Anpu, or Setek, symbolizes the base of the spine. Sekhmet, Tech, symbolizes the energy within the genital area. Tefnut, or Tekhet, symbolizes the energy at the navel chakra. Heru, or Ab, at the solar plexus. Hathor, or Hetheru, or Hipper, or Ab, the heart. Tahuti, Sekhem, the throat chakra. Shu, or Sharu, at the navel, at the nasal area, in other words, the breath. Arset, or Saw, near, in between the eyebrows. Atum, or It, from the soft spot at the top of the head, radiating outward and upward, the spiritual umbilical cord, which is known as the silver cord, or also referred to within Ecclesiastes, the silver cord, also referred to as the ethereal cord. These are the energies within you. And these energy centers will be activated. And you will develop your gifts, your siddhas, as it is mentioned within the Sanskrit, also mentioned within 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, speaking about the gifts of miracles, the gift of healing, the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of interpreting tongues, the gift of discernment of spirits, the gift of faith, the gift of knowledge, the gift of understanding or wisdom. These particular nine gifts, known as the nine fruits of Christ, will be given unto you, in particular the gift of healing. In which that the Book of Mark speaks about that even if you are poisoned, you will not die. Because nothing will harm you. There will be no more death because you will have mastered the science of dematerialization and rematerialization. All of this is going to happen. Or this is happening. And this is what they're trying to stop. If it was not, then why GMO the fools? Franken fools. GMO, genetically modified organism. Why would you have to genetically alter your genes? Or have our genes altered by the food? If they're not trying to tamper with the genes or with the things on which that's supposed to take place at this particular time. 20 years ago, there was no GMOs. There was no chemtrails 20 years ago on which that is the attempt in order to reflect the energies coming from the solar flares activity in which that is taking place right now, and the reason why within a lot of the areas between, especially on the East Coast, all up and down from Florida all the way up into New York, it's still 60, 70 degrees, warm, and actually if there was no chemtrails, it would be warmer in the 80s. That's no coincidence. Why they have to put fluoride in the water in order to calcify the pineal gland. In other words, to capture the soul. Just like they captured the soul people in their penal system. And collectors behind those white calcified walls. Only this is no coincidence. As a matter of fact, there's an article in which that the Chinese speaks about and how they denounce America's treatment of Afro descents or African Americans, as they refer to us as. As a matter of fact, it says that the State Department of the United States released its country report on human rights practice for 2010 on April the 8th, 2011. And in the previous years, the report was full of distortions and accusations of the human rights situation in more than 190 countries and regions, including China. However, the United States turned a blind eye on its own terrible human rights situations and seldomly mentioned that the human rights record of the United States in 2010 is prepared to urge the United States to face up to its own human rights issues, stated in the report. And the report cites that the African or Afro descents make up 50% of the homeless in Los Angeles, California, and has a 30% unemployment rate nationwide. According to reports of the work group of experts on people of African descent to the Human Rights Council of the United Nations on August of 2010, unemployment was a very serious issue for the Afro descent community in the United States, with levels of unemployment being proportionately four times higher than the population than in the whole white community. References was made to the case where the New York City Fire Department was found to have discrimination against people of Afro descent or African descent who had applied to employment as firefighters. And on and of the 10,000 firefighters employed by the New York City Fire Department, only about 300 were of African descent, despite them being about 27% of the population of New York. Nearly one-sixth of black residents in the city was unemployed in the third quarter of 2010, and about 140,000 of the city's 384,000 unemployment residents, or 36%, were black, according to the New York Times, October 20th, 2010. And poverty proportions for minorities are also higher in the United States. The U.S. Census Bureau announced in September 2010 that the poverty proportions of black population was 25.8% in 2009, and that of Hispanic origin and Asians were 25.3% and 12.5% respectively, much higher than that of the non-Hispanic whites at 9.4%. The median household income for black, Hispanic origin, and non-Hispanic whites were $32,584, $38,039, and $54,461 respectively, based on the United the USA Today, September 17, 2010. So non-Hispanic whites make $54,000 as compared to blacks only making $32,000, and Hispanics making $38,000. A survey released by the American Association of Retired Persons on February 23, 2010, found that over the previous 12 months, a third, which is 33% of African Americans aged 45 plus, have problems paying rent or mortgage. 44% had problems paying for essential items such as food and utilities, and almost 1 in 4, 20%, lost their employment-sponsored health insurance. More than 3 in 10, which is 31%, has cut back on their medication. And a quarter, which is 26%, prematurely withdrew funds from their retirement nest egg to pay for living expenses. Even in the tough employment environment, 12% of the African American age 65 and over returned to the workforce from retirement, while nearly 20% of the African Americans age 45 to 64 increased the number of hours worked, and 12% took a second job. This is based on the Los Angeles Times, February 20th, 2010. And in 2009, there were more than 30,000 black children living in poverty in the national capital, almost 7,000 more than 2 years before. And among black children in the city, childhood poverty shot up 43% from 36% in 2008. And in contrast, the poverty rate for Hispanic children was 13%. And the rate for white children was 3%. And this is the Washington Post, September 29th, 2010. Now, the USA Today on October 14th, 2010 reports that African American boys were suspended at a double or triple the rate of their white male peers. All right. At the Christina school district in Delaware, 71% of black males were suspended in a recent school year compared to 22% of their white male counterparts. The African-American students without disability was more than three times as likely to be expelled as their white peers. African-American students with disabilities were over twice as likely to be expelled or suspended as their white counterparts. This is based on the U.S. Today, March 8, 2010. The health care for the African-Americans is worrisome. Studies show that nearly a third of ethnic minority families in the United States did not have health insurance. Life expectancy was low and infant mortality higher than average. The BBC, the social and economic position of minorities, and the mortality of African-American children was two and three times higher than that of their white counterparts. African-American children represented 71% of pediatric HIV cases, and African-American women and men were 17 times and 7 times respectively more likely to contract AIDS, HIV or AIDS than white people, and twice as likely to develop cancer. All right, racial discrimination is evidenced in the law enforcement and judicial system. The New York Times reports on May 13, 2010, that in 2009, the African Americans and Latinos were nine times more likely to be stopped by the police to receive stop and frisk searches than white people. Overall, 41% of the prison population was estimated to be African American. 41%. The rate of African Americans now, of course, for those who would do the research and study, that is, there's more African American males in prison today than it was in slavery in the 1800s. All right, there's more black males or African American or Moors males in prison today than in college. So the rate of African American serving a life sentence is more than 10 times higher than that of whites. Males of African descent who dropped out of school has a 66% chance of ending up in jail or being processed by the criminal justice system. And this is United Nations document HRC 1518. A report said 85% of the people stopped in New York to receive stop and frisk over the past 6 years has been black and Latinos. Now, it was Arabs which had supposedly crashed the planes into the so-called World Trade Center. So why is 85% of the people stopped black and Latinos? Because they're being told to do so. And this is according to Washington Post, November 4, 2010. According to the report of the law school of the Michigan State University, amongst 159 death row inmates in North Carolina, 86 were black, 61 was white, and 12 were from other ethnic groups. During the trial process of 159 capital cases, the number of black members taken out from the jury by prosecutors more than doubled that of non-black members. According to statistics from the Chicago Police Department, the proportion of black people being the criminals and the victims of all murder cases is higher, reaching 76.3 and 77.6% respectively. So we are the highest in the murder cases, whether we say that is black on black crime or whether we would say that so-called white people are murdering us. This is what is taking place. This is what is going on. So really, the article goes on to say that the People Republic of China demands that the Americans stop using their cry of human rights violations against other sovereign nations in order to declare war on them to steal their resources when America frequently violates the human rights of Afro descendants and other minorities within its own country. And this is just the truth of the matter. And this is just the truth of the matter. So what we're going to do, when we come back, we're going to go to the lines and we're going to see who got something to say about this here. Right now, we're going to go to one of my favorite joints, this is KRS-One, Yeah.
That's what you say when you see your devil down. That's what you say when you take the devil's crown. Stay alive, all things will change around. What? So here I go, kicking signs to 95, I'll be illest. Parental discretion is in my grill. Don't call me nigga, this MC Ghost kid. Call me God, cause that's what the black man is. Roaming through the forest as the hardest lyrical artist. Black woman, you are not a bitch, you're a goddess. Let me know, you can lean on KRS-One. Let go wall, cause I'm hard, I represent God. MCs have one style gun buck. But when you say, let's book for revolution, hey, shut the fuck up, can't get with it. Down to start a riot in a minute. You hear so many, boom, boom, boom. You think I'm rich, while other MCs are talking about up with hope, down with dope. I'll have a devil in my infrared scope. Boy, that's for calling my father a boy. Yeah, hack, hack, hack. That's for putting scars on my mother's back. Boom, that's for calling my sister a hoe. And for you, fuck. Cause I don't give a motherfuck. Remember the whip, remember the chair, remember the rope, and you black people still thinking about voting. Every president we ever had lied. You know I'm kinda glad Nixon died.
Oh yeah.
That's what you say when you see a devil's death.
Oh yeah.
That's what you say when you take the devil's crown.
Oh yeah.
Stay alive, all things will change around.
Oh yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
This is not the first time I came to the planet. Every time I come, only a few could understand it. I came as ISIS, my words they tried to ban it. I came as Moses, they couldn't follow my commandments. I came as Solomon, to a people that was lost. I came as Jesus, but they nailed me to a cross. I came as Harriet Tubman, I put the truth to Sojourner. Other times, I had to come as Matt Turner. They tried to burn me, lynch me, and starve me. So I had to come back as Martin Garvey. Bob Marley, they tried to harm me. I used to Malcolm X. Now I'm on the planet as the one called KRS. Kicking them at the physical, spiritual. Trying to like get with you, showing you you were invincible. The Black Panther is the black answer for real. In my spiritual form, I turn into Bobby Seale. On the wheels of steel, my spirit flies away and enters into Kwame Ture.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you say when you see a devil's death.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you say when you take the devil's crown.
Oh, yeah.
Stay alive, all things will change around.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the lyrics.
Here we go.
We are the ones prophesied to return. My main concern is for all of you to learn how to live. Yes, through the lyrics I give and send, my friend, this age is coming to an end. Not the world, but the age is ending. Ending. Listen to the astrological message I'm sending. I'm sending.
Tell them.
Truth is truth, whether or not you like me. We are living now in the age of Pisces. But Pisces is over at the year 2000. Ooh. When the Son of God changes his house and enters the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
The Son of God as man is hilarious.
Okay.
When you think of Jesus, think of the sun. The flaming sun. That's where they stole this concept from. Stop believing and read your Bible logically.
Yeah.
The New Testament is really old astrology. Jesus is the Son of God, no lie. But they might be talking about the sun up in the sky. The sun that hangs on the cross of the zodiac. The zodiac with 12 signs to be exact.
Yeah.
Each sign is a house, and you should keep in mind each house equals a period of time.
And
the time, 2,000 years, and that's a fact. It's called an age or a house in the zodiac. The 12 disciples are 12 months of reason. The four gospels signify the four seasons. When Jesus fed the multitude with two fishes, it signifies the age of Pisces, not fish on dishes. If you read the Bible astrologically, it's clearer.
Yeah.
The next age will be the age of the water bearer. It's called the age of Aquarius,
word.
When logic and truth will take care of us.
Such
is this age of spiritual dignity. You'll see a rise in femininity and creativity.
Word.
That's what masculinity. You got to get with me. This is your true her story. Do you want to go higher?
This is your true her story. Do you want to go higher? No doubt. That's what we're aiming for. And we got area code 347. You're on the line. Area code 347. New York, you in the house. Peace. What's up?
Yeah, peace, more peace, peace.
Peace.
Yeah, what time is this alignment supposed to happen tomorrow?
Oh, it's already taking place already. Matter of fact, it's going to be going on actually until December 25th as that alignment take place. Allegedly, based on what the Mayan shaman has stated, that it's going to be an 8-minute window during the 3 days from December 21st to the 24th. Those 3 days and three nights, you know, symbolic to, of course, Jesus being in the sepulcher for 3 days and three nights. And hence him being in the tomb, hence the womb, you know, and then him resurrecting or ascending. Hence the sun, as you just heard KRS-One say, was the sun at its lowest point in the sky is on December the 21st, hence the death of the sun, and hence his resurrection on December the 25th. Hence Christmas, hence Christmas, you know, which symbolizes the resurrection from the mummified body of Osiris. So it will take place during that time period, you know, but the season, you know, will extend all the way up until 2016.
What you're saying? Eight-minute window. When is that eight-minute window?
Right, the eight-minute window is going to be during during the time of December 21st when it starts to occur during that time period. And that eight-minute window is talking about when the energies is going to be coming in and streaming in. And it would be wise for us that as this energy gets trapped within the atmosphere, within what is known as infrared energy, we are able to absorb this energy, having melanocytes, which are actually black holes within our melanin, so that we can absorb this energy and begin to store this energy in order to change our DNA into becoming Homos Christos from Homos Christos from becoming, you know, from being Homo sapiens sapien or Homo sapien.
Any particular breathing techniques we should be doing at this time?
Yeah, I will recommend the technique in which that we've been talking about on here for almost the whole year now, and that's dealing with how to expand your auric field, which is 6-3-6-3. You breathe in for a count of 6, hold it for 3, breathe out for 6, hold it for 3, or 7-1-7-1. You breathe in for a count of 7, hold it for 1 second, breathe out for 7 seconds, hold it for 1 second. So you can do that, you know, 100 times. During that 8-minute window, if you can possibly get it all in during that time period, and you know, just feel that energy, you know, on that particular day, you know, but the energy is still going to be in the atmosphere, so you know, it's going to be doing that 3 days and three nights, particularly, but it's only an 8-minute window based on what the minds are saying. But they said though that you can expand that, like I said earlier, if you are able to transform your body into a pyramid or a mirror, which you can actually generate your body to do so. And if you're able to take in enough energy, then you can actually get with one other person and y'all can generate the same amount of energy as 13 people or more, in which that can help with the planet not going or flipping into a pole shift, in which that, you know, will help the planet graduate to the next level of consciousness instead of going into all types of, you know, catastrophic events, you know, such as tsunamis, winds going at 200 miles an hour, you know, or, you know, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. All these things could possibly take place if the planet do have a pole shift.
The 6-3-6-3, now is that with the hands open or the hands closed?
Like, you can actually sit in a chair with your feet shoulder width apart and your hands in the fist on top of your knees, and you take your tongue and put up behind your teeth at the upper palate, and that closes off the circuit for the conceptional and the governing vessel, which is up the channels up the spinal column, up the back to the top of the head, and down the front of the body, the nostrils, down to the perineum, down, you know, and back up. So in that rotation, it creates what is called a microcosmic rotational orbit, but you can also do a macro orbit rotation. So I would recommend people studying micro and macro orbit rotations and learn how to do that and open up those particular channels, because you have 14 meridians, two major channels, which is your governing and conceptual vessel, but 12 meridians in which that those energies extend to, and which that causes your body to light up like a Christmas tree. And that's what we should be doing right now during the so-called time of Christmas, is lighting your body up like the tree instead of decorating one around the damn Yuletide log and all that good shit.
Yeah, I've been doing the microcosm orbit for a while now. And, right. Sometimes when I'm meditating, you know, I generate a lot of energy
right.
in the lower chakra. You know,
right.
when I generate a little bit of energy, I can raise it up and circulate it. But sometimes I generate a lot of energy, and when I generate a lot, I can't really bring it up.
What you can do in order to help move it up is actually do what's called a Peruvian healing technique. And you can actually take your hand and place at the base of your spine, which is right above the crack of your behind. Take your left hand and place right there at the base of the spine, right above the crack of your behind. Take your right hand and place at the genitals. Then you will place it at the navel. Then you will place it at the solar plexus. Then you will place it at the heart. Then you will place it at the throat. Then you will place it at the third eye. Then you will place it at the top of the head. So while your left hand is still placed at the sacral bone area, which is at the base of the spine, right above the crack of your behind, your right hand will move up in concession to each chakra, making the Kundalini energy move the energy up from the lower chakras to the higher chakras, hence transforming you from mortal to immortal.
That will get rid of the blockages.
Say it again.
So is there like some kind of blockage there, and that will get rid of the blockages in the chakras?
Exactly. It will move the energy up. It will have no problem with doing that. And you will feel the energy warmth at the top of the head and throughout the body instead of just within that area. And it's necessary to do so that the energy, the sexual energy, won't become perverted. Because when there's too much energy built up in the genital area, it can cause one to become too sexually overt.
Yeah, I'm getting straight interested in taking one of your classes, you know, healing class and a law class, but you know, I just got enough funds to take one. Which one do you suggest I take?
Based on what you just been talking about, I would say alternative healing, buddy.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. I'll probably send you an email.
All right, please do.
Tomorrow, you know, for more information, if you have any payment plans, you know.
Oh, yeah, we got payment plans. That means basically you pay as we go along over the 3 months if you need to.
Okay, definitely. I'll probably send you an email right now. Appreciate
okay.
it.
All right, peace, brother. All right, we got area code 314. Area code 314, you're on the line. 314.
Yes, sir, brother. I listened to you when you were talking about the Gentiles and the word genitalia.
Right.
Was you actually saying those are related?
Yes, they're the same.
Related. That's another new one on me.
Right. The reason why the Jews refer to us as Goheen or Gentiles as a nation, hence, is because we think with our little head instead of our big head.
Okay.
As a people. So therefore, anyone who do so is referred to as a Gentile, because we focus all our energy at the genitals instead of actually, which is our also known as our penile gland. The head of the penis is known as the penile gland. P-E-N-I-L-E. That's what the head of the penis is called. It's penile gland.
Penile, okay.
Right. So it's no coincidence that you have a penile gland in your head at the center, in which that also becomes engulfed in blood and actually swells up and looks like the head of the penis, but it's in your upper head, in your upper room, as the Christians refer to it as. It's in your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the lower extremities. So therefore, when we blow that head up, you know, and become big-headed, you know, that's what that means. So anyone who becomes big-headed is oftentimes referred to as someone who's intelligent or smart, right?
Right.
Oh, man, he got a big head, you know?
Oh, man.
You know, so that's what that is actually referring to. So when you move the energy up and you put it within your kingdom or your head area, then what happens is that you become more intelligent. You take on a higher IQ because you'll focus your energy there. Now, for some, that becomes detrimental to the genital area, you know, for those who don't know how to circulate the energy. You know, if you just keep the energy up in the head area, then you become too intelligent, but that will cause the shrinkage of the genital area in return. So you want to be able to circulate the energy in a micro or macrocosmic orbit so that the energy can actually get through all of the chakras, and your pineal gland will act as a step-down transformer through the rest of the endocrine glands, such as your pituitary gland, your thyroid, parathyroid gland, your thymus gland, your pancreas, spleen, your adrenal glands, as well as also the genitals known as your prostate and testes within the woman, the uterus, and the ovaries. So you want to get the energy through all of them in order to produce hormones through these ductless glands, which are known as your chakra system, so that you can stay harmonial balance, so that you can stay within the laws of Mayat.
Okay, how many breaths do you suggest I take on each chakra?
Like
when I move my right hand up, do I move my right hand up from my genital area toward my navel?
3 to 5 minutes.
3 to 5 minutes.
3 to 5 minutes on each
chakra.
Right, I would do 5 minutes on each one.
Okay.
So really, it would take you about 35 to 40 minutes to finish that exercise.
Okay, gotcha. I was listening to last week to your show. You were talking about Malachi Zocal York L.
Right.
And how they confessed that they had lied on the brother and set the brother up.
Right. Jacob York, who was his son, asked him for money in order to produce artists such as Little Kim. Dr. York knew about Little Kim and her exploitations of, and her prostitution and her sexual exploitations, and he did not like that, and so he did not contribute any money to Jacob York. So, and thus, Jacob York got a group of disgruntled, immature children together, you know, who was, you know, probably in their, who was in their 20s, you know, and they all went down to Miami, Florida for a weekend, and he coerced all of them in order to testify against Dr. York and say that there was child molestation charges in which that took place.
So Little Kim?
Yeah. Little Kim is one of the artists in which that Jacob York was producing, was trying to produce and get out and promote at the time, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I also heard something about Stevie Wonder and Wesley Snipes.
Right. Well, Stevie Wonder, Wesley Snipes, and Dr. Khaled Muhammad and Dr. York, all four of us getting together in order to make a city or make a town or a city for us down near Edenton, Georgia. They all was going to purchase over 300 to 400 acres apiece.
That would have been beautiful.
Wesley Snipes was already involved in it. Stevie Wonder and Dr. Khaled was getting ready to get their 300 acres or so. So that would have been, you know, 1,200 to, you know, or more acres of land, 1,200 acres of land in which that, you know, would have been the beginning stages of us developing a town and or a city. And Wesley Snipes was going to set up the security, which would eventually, obviously, you know, become the police / sheriff department or force for us, as well as Dr. York. You know, already was dealing with the religion. Actually, what they was doing is was getting ready to counter the so-called 9 negative aspects of white supremacy: entertainment, sex, labor, law, religion, politics, economics, health. They get ready to battle against all of those aspects and start off, you know, in that particular area. But of course, Dr. York get locked up, Wesley Snipes get locked up, Dr. Khaled get killed off, and we haven't heard from Stevie Wonder.
I haven't heard from Stevie Wonder in a minute now.
Right, exactly.
I haven't.
So they stopped all of this from taking place, brother, and this was orchestrated.
Because I said that would have been beautiful. My thing is, why would Wesley Snipes get him a lawyer?
Why would Dr. York get himself a lawyer?
Yeah, he got a lawyer. Why would they get them a lawyer?
Because they did not know the law well enough in order to feel confident enough in order to spit or say certain things in the case. They did not feel comfortable enough to have been able to write their own affidavits. In other words, in order to learn those procedures, oftentimes you have to go to school. You just don't come out and start studying the law and or history and know all this information off the bat. This is something in which that is something in which that takes time in order to develop and to master and do your research and study on.
Right.
Because there's over 2 million laws on the books, and they keep adding laws every day. You know,
okay.
So you're talking about over 2 million laws. You know, most of them are colorable now. You know,
with
policy, rules, regulations, codes, ordinances, statutes, which majority of them have nothing to do with the Constitution whatsoever. They're not.
No, they don't.
And so, therefore, they should be null and void.
Because when you get to a lawyer, you automatically waive.
Well, when you get a lawyer, yes, you automatically waive your rights. However, that's why you state for the record that you're not waiving any rights and that the lawyer is only there as counsel, as co-counsel.
Okay.
You would say that he's only there as co-counsel.
Okay, you could do that.
Of course you can do that. You can do whatever.
Lawyer, okay.
You can do whatever you want to do. The only way you can go to jail is if you consent to it. That's why you start off saying off the bat, I do not consent to these proceedings.
Okay, that needs to go to class.
I'm only here on the threat, the arrest, and coercion. If I didn't come, then you would send a sheriff out in order to get me and say that it was for you to appear.
Okay. I would like to get some material from you on that. Do you have material?
I got plenty of material on that, brother. I got Matrix Unveiled. I have the U.S. Constitution and amendments. I have several other books in which that can be utilized in order to help you with that particular subject or topic.
Okay. Yeah, I have to talk to you sometime.
Also, I also have how to defend your rights in court. All of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be ordering that from you real soon.
All right. Appreciate that, brother.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions you have about last week or tonight's topic or show?
Do you know when is Wesley Snipes getting out?
This year, coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, he only supposed to be in there for 2 to 3 years. And actually, I think he's been in there too damn long based on the fact that Little Kim's supposed to have been in jail for 2 years, but they let her out 1 year and 1 day.
Who been in jail now?
Little Kim was in jail too, but they let her out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was in jail a couple of years ago, but they let her out 1 year and 1 day. You know, instead of serving the whole 2 years for perjury. You know, same thing happened with T.I. He was out in 1 year and 1 day. You know, from having all them damn gun charges.
Right.
And these are actually automatic weapons. You know, AKA 47s and all types of shit he had.
Wow.
You know, and they played him and set him up on the TV show Punked.
What's the name of it?
The word Punked. P-U-N-K-E-D. Punked. Was a TV show. And they set T.I. up on the TV show. In which they played a prank on him concerning the guns, and then next thing you know, that shit happened for real.
So they set him up.
Right, it was a setup.
Huh. Wow. Man.
Just like this thing here with this Sandy Hook was staged, and the shit was shown on the map in the movie Batman, The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, what's about Batman now?
I said the same way that it was shown in the movie Batman, The Dark Knight Rising. On the mat, it had Sandy Hook, which was the name of the elementary school where these children were shot up at and these teachers.
Oh, man. See, I would have never connected it like that.
Right. So all of this is set up. This is staged.
By design.
Right. All this is staged. This is what I'm talking about, Wag the Dog. When you're talking about Wag the Dog, if you go and get the movie, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. That during the Clinton administration, he faked the war with Romania with that area, you know, formerly part of Russia area or whatever. But in the movie, Wag the Dog, you see where during that administration on the movie, they called in producers and directors and, you know, in order to stage and fake a war in that same area of Romania, you know, in that same particular area.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, a lot of this stuff is staged, you know, just like the Mars, and well, just like with the moon hoax, you know, when that was done on Area 51, the simulation was done right there at Area 51. And you got NASA correspondents such as Richard Hoagland, who confessed to it that there were a simulation, but yet he claimed that we went to the moon, but yet no one can explain on how we got beyond the Van Allen belt.
Okay, so the Newtown incident,
right?
In Connecticut, that was also by design.
Right. Well, the Newtown, Connecticut, the name of the elementary school was called Sandy Hook. And in the movie, Batman, the Black Knight, the Dark Knight Rising, on the map, it said Sandy Hook. And he pointed to it.
So they sent a mind control person to do that, what they had designed for then.
Possibly. Right.
Under mind control.
Right, Manchurian Candidate. Right, part of the MK Ultra programming.
Right.
Mm-hmm. MK Ultra and MK Delta. All
this,
that on the programming from the 1950s and 60s when the Nazis was brought over here, in which that formed NASA and which that also formed the CIA.
And that's what I believe what happened.
Right. Well, that's exactly what was taking place. So the whole thing was orchestrated.
Wow. Something else.
Oh, yeah, it's something else.
I'm trying to get you to, because I noticed Obama still don't want to mess with that Second Amendment.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, confiscate the guns. And like I said, they're going to have to do that before they can implement their full New World Order globalist programming, you know. But when you look at what took place and what's taking place for those countries in which that the guns have been confiscated, there's some things going on in which that, like, for example, over 170 million innocent civilians was murdered by the government in the 20th century. So gun regulations, you know, then they confiscate the guns. Like, for example, in Turkey, 1.5 million died, you know, and in the sovereign Russia, 10 million died. In communist China, 100 million died. In Nazi Germany, 21 million died. In communist Cambodia, 2 million died. In Uganda, 300,000 died. In Rwanda, 800,000 to 1 million died. In Guatemala, 800,000 died. In Tibet, 1 million died. In Bangladesh, 1.5 million died. In Sudan, the death is unknown. In Zimbabwe, the death is unknown. But these are the countries in which that works off of the guns being confiscated from the people. And they don't have Second Amendment rights. And now they're trying to do the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, that means the government is doing all the killing of the people.
That's all. Yeah, that's all they're doing.
You know, or either, you know, their competition, which is the black market, you know, the drug cartels.
Well, that's definitely what they will go to if that ever happened.
Exactly.
They will go underground.
Right. So just simply restore the Second Amendment or leave it alone, as I was saying. Leave it alone. You have the right to bear arms. It's just that simple.
Well, you got a lot of these crazy people saying about gun control, and you
right.
know, they really don't know what's really going on.
Right. Well, gun control actually means confiscation of your weapon. That's actually what that means. They are going to confiscate the weapons. As a matter of fact, this is what they're moving towards. Matter of fact, Alex Jones has been yelling this for days and weeks and months and years. You know, is that you know, if you get this book called Global Tyranny, written by the John Birch Society, it states in there is that was part of the New World Order plan, or the globalist plan, was to confiscate the weapons from the civilians. You know, but once again, that's the civilians. They are citizens of the United States. The federal government can do that to the citizens of the United States, but they can't do that to the Americans.
Oh, to the Americans, okay.
Right. That's why we got to make a distinction. That's why we have to have affidavits such as negative overtments, and why we have to have affidavits such as denial of corporate status.
Okay.
That we're not U.S. citizens, based on the 14th Amendment never being fully ratified, based on
right.
the fact that the you know, that the Dred Scott case states that we're not U.S. citizens, nor will we ever be.
Yeah, you have that on my papers you processed for me.
Right.
I think you have some of it on my affidavits.
Exactly.
But I know it's through the court, county courts and the county records and deeds.
Right. Only yeah. only natural persons can utilize a constitution, because word constitution implies a body.
Right.
You know, and a body is given to a natural person, you know, or a natural being, you know, or corporation may have a body, you know, of chairmen based or a board, you know, or a president. However, it is not living. A
okay.
corporation do not eat. A corporation do not shit. A corporation do not marry. A corporation do not do any of these things, because it is, well, it can merge. It can marry. But it is not something in which that is breathing, living, sentient being, a spiritual being. It's not something in which that is living. It is orchestrated by man-made law, not by God's law. A natural being is based on God's law. A U.S. citizen / name in all caps / straw person, straw man, straw woman is based on that classification in which that you refer to as an artificial entity or artificial corporation or artificial person. Hence, Article 1, Section 2 speaks about we being 3/5 person. So this is why we have to come from up out of that status and declare that we are 5/5, that we are whole being and full life, and that we're not civilian small tooth. We're not dead in the eyes of the law. We're not Negroes, blacks, or colors. But that
right.
we are moors. And the word moor implies land ties, nationality, because you look up the definition of land in the Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, it states specifically that the word moors is land. M-O-O-R-S is land. So you state that you're one of the moors. Hence, that you are part and parcel to the land. Hence, you are sovereign.
Okay.
Hence, a sovereign being makes the laws of the land.
Right.
As being part of the land.
Wow, okay.
You can put forth your executive orders, in which that supersedes the executive orders of the federal government, because it is part of the U.S. And once again, the U.S. is of the America. America is not of the United States. It is the United States of America. So America...
Right.
has the superior position.
So I always put down American.
Right.
You know. Or Al-Moroccan.
Exactly. You got it. One and the same. I'm Maxim. I'm a rocking America. I'm a rocker. I'm a rock. I'm a rocking. All the same.
So when the brothers want to get a lot of their child support problems left off of them, it's best for them to be in a proper person then.
Yeah, they have to be in proper persona sejuris.
Okay.
Right, in order to declare that there is no jurisdiction in which that the court has over them, because a sovereign person cannot be convicted nor tried in their court.
Okay.
And this is what they are mad about, because the United States Supreme Court case law states that as such.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
All right. We got about 4 more minutes left here. We appreciate y'all checking us out. And we're going to go to one of the songs in which that I definitely like. And we're going to go to, let me see here. Let's go to Killer Priest, Tai Chi. Now, this is a hot joint. Let me see if I can get it here. Alright, I'm having problems getting it, but let me go to the 12 Jews then on what we need. This is by the Grave Diggers.
As long as you got mentally dead people who are living in the mental death, meaning living in the mental grave, you need somebody to dig that grave up and bring them back to life. There's no chance for a physical death, but there's a chance for the mentally dead. So we're going to come and resurrect them.
1-2-1-2.
All right, before we get to it, I got another caller here, 773-773 on the line. Peace.
Just a quick question. I'm going to take my ass offline. I heard Birdman, he was showing a certificate for being a diplomatic status.
Right.
Is that something like the same process you're talking about?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's all I want to know, bro. I'm not sure tonight.
All right. You too, man.
That's live.
All right. Now, you're talking about status. And this is what you need, is having these 12 Jews.
As long as you got mentally dead people who are living in the mental death, meaning living in the mental grave, you need somebody to dig that grave up and bring them back to life. There's no chance for a physical death, but there's a chance for the mentally dead. So we're going to come and resurrect them.
1-2-1-2.
That's why they call me to resurrect them. I'm about to resurrect the mental dead by digging up their graves.
Niggas is caught up in the midst of six. You better grab a hold of your crucifix. And this is it, the black God exists. But can you understand this? Let me teach you a lesson. Yo, the preexistence of the mathematical biochemical equations, the manifestation of ox, plant, air, fire, and water, which are in its basic formation. Solid, liquid, and gases that cause the land masses, and the space catalyst, and all matter that exists in its dense third dimension. There must be observed the physical comprehension. It takes a nerve to be struck. Wisdom is the wise first moment to wake up. The dumb who's been sleeping. The fourth dimension is time. It goes inside the mind when the chakras energize up through the back of your spine. So observe as my G energy spikes a vital nerve. Once word of the tongue, it pierces like a sword through the lung. Have you not heard that words chill as fast as bullets when you load negative thoughts to the chamber of your brain, and your mouth pulls the trigger that propels wickedness straight from hell, from the pits of your stomach where negativity dwell. I search the east coast and west coast down, and most found there's more towns that's like ghost towns. Everybody move, slow down, from uptown to Bucktown, who a fuck now, Shaolin got the crown. And cops are still serving from Jamaica after murder, and cats carry more shells than turtles. Broken down, parking pussies unfertile. By hosts I never retail, keep females in these spells. If you eat well, you sleep well. Send enemies to hell. What makes hair, skin, epidermis, fingernail regenerate? While everything else disintegrate, a Teflon vessel, bullets can't penetrate. On the corner of my block, there stood this old man, a black immigrant from the land of Sudan. I used to tell stories to the children in the building, but never had a dollar to keep his pockets filled in. He bombed me on Deuteronomy, the science of astronomy, but didn't know the basic principles about economy. I said a wise man don't play the role of a fool. The first thing a man must obtain is 12 jewels.
knowledge, wisdom, understanding to help you achieve freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, and shelter. After this, love, peace, and happiness. He had the nappiest head, a total satisfaction is to achieve one goal in the scheme of things. He who roasts like a slave, eats like a king.
Peace, y'all.